Good morning, it's May the 6th, 2015 in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California in the United States of America. Thank you for joining me for another webcast. It's not going to be too long. I just thought that I'd share with you something that I picked up from a student in the college yesterday. We were just finishing up a look at a world religion. We were going through the different religions in the world. And after the lecture, a female student came up to me and told me that she went to visit a Catholic church with a friend of hers. And when she went to visit, she told me about the main theme that the priest spoke on. And I think what I'm about to share with you is indicative of what's coming across in our pulpits these days. Instead of the clerics teaching people about the relationship between a person and their God, are talking about some kind of moral constraint or like that. The priest got up and said something to this effect. I know that many of you are feeling grieved today, and I want to comfort your heart. And he went on to say that he know that they were feeling grieved because Pac-Man, the boxer, the Filipina, lost to Floyd Mayweather, and proceeded to talk to the people in the church about the fight that was fought in Las Vegas on last weekend here in this country. I told the student that I was going to share that information on my website and give a comment about it. And after thinking about it, because on Facebook, and let me go back to that, and I got a little time, so I can slow down. I was on Facebook this morning, and as I looked on my stream, there was a, and let me try to go back to it. I found it very, very interesting. But it was, let's see, I think that it was on, what's his name's? There was something that took place in Washington. A rabbi, somebody, was speaking in, in one of the Capitol buildings, and he was talking about the Constitution of the United States of America, challenging the president to hold to the biblical mandate that our country was built upon a biblical foundation, and that our founding fathers founded it upon a biblical foundation. I don't agree with that. I tend to disagree. Our country was not founded upon that. The mere fact that not only blacks but whites, other people were brought over here as, this country was found as any country. And it was found upon greed and power and the subjugation of one person under the other person. America is not heaven on earth, and it never has. And I think that the entire institution of Christianity, if it's going to have any validity at all, if it's going to be valid in any way, it has to be lived out. Let me give you a good example. A friend of mine came by and he had a birthday party yesterday, and he wanted me to follow he and an in-law over to their house for Taco Tuesday to celebrate his birthday. I knew I had to get up and go to work. I don't celebrate birthdays in the middle of the week. And I kindly declined to go and chose to stay home. And it's a good thing that I did. A very refreshed, stayed at home, and woke up this morning. My body is strong. My mind is clear. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to celebrate anyone else's another day. That is the facetiousness of people. Let me say this. If God has given you a life, and I was trying to find, and I guess it would be better if I found the site and went to the site, and so that you could understand what I'm talking about. And I don't want to call the man's name by, not giving him full. Oh, here we are right here. Let me go to his website here, because I want to. Yeah, here it is. There was a clip called God's Warning to America, and here it is right here. It says, members of Congress hear the hard-hitting speech of Rabbi Jonathan Cahn about God in America at the U.S. Capitol, the day that the U.S. Supreme Court heard the oral arguments about same-sex marriage. And then the person writes, what do you think of this speech? Well, of course, I listened to the speech, and I agree that marriage is between a man and a woman. But I also believe that America is not a Christian country, so I do not expect. You see, this is where I part the line. I do not expect an entire country and everybody in this entire country to be ruled by biblical principles. I believe in many, many, many of the biblical principles, but I don't believe that everybody should be forced to live under that biblical principles. Basically, what the rabbi said in his little speech there is that if we do not come back to believing the way the founding fathers believed when they founded this country, that this country is going to be destroyed by God. Now, what the rabbi gave is not a threat, but a promise. In other words, this is the way I heard that. Okay. I heard that if we don't do everything the way the Bible tells us to do it in this country, that God is going to literally destroy this country. That's what the rabbi was telling me. I don't believe that. I believe that God is going to, oh my goodness, why do I have to explain this? But I'll try to explain it to you. I believe that God judges an individual based upon the merits of that individual's heart. I would ask, like the Old Testament writ asked, would God take out the righteous with the wicked? And if someone would say, yes, he would, well, then that would be a vindictive taskmaster, not a loving, precious God. I think that the evangelicals have lost their way, because what they're trying to make an assumption is that if I look aside all of the things that America has done, and she has done a heck of a lot of terrible things, even in this modern era, such as going over, attacking other people's countries, blowing them up. But at the same time, she's done a lot of wonderful things, such as private citizens in the Mediterranean with boats and things like that, trying to help the poor, helpless refugees from going from chaos in their country to another country in the Mediterranean. I see a lot of people helping and assisting those human beings over there. And so the whole world is in a straits between the two. I think that if we all get on our knees and pray and start abiding by the biblical standard
America would not be the same country that she was. The resources are running out. I used to think this. Listen to me. I used to think that a lot of the problems that America, that she is facing right now, is because of the sin that the people are committing. Well, this is true in some cases. I mean, the way we're aborting fetuses, the way that we are hating each other, the way that we are polluting our food, polluting our atmosphere, destroying, I mean, God's warning to America comes in many ways. But to say that God's judgment is coming to America because America has left biblical principles, well, this country is not, I guess I'm looking for the right term and I'm fishing for the right word here. America is not the way Israel was. Israel was a nation when she was first formed, if you follow the Bible, right? It was a nation ruled by God and ruled by the prophets. Okay, I understand the Bible in that sense, just like any other ancient religion was. When God spoke to the Hebrews, okay, it wasn't a democracy, it was a theocracy. Let's put it that way. Israel was a theocracy. That's a term that I was looking for. And if you understand what a theocracy is, it is a country that is used strictly by God. Many of the Islamic nations would say that they are theocracies. If they're Islamic, that nation is run by Islamic law. That nation is not run by the general law of the land. It is Islamic. And if you don't follow Muhammad and the law, what they're saying is that you're going to have problems in that country. That's why America can't go over to foreign countries and say that we're taking our God rule over there. Okay. Now, America is supposed to be a country for all the people. All the people that are in this country. Not just the Christians, but the non-Christians alike. Not just the people that believe in the Bible, but America is a country that people believe in the Quran. People believe in Buddhism, Hindu, everything else. Now, if you're against that, and if you want to come against that and force everyone to be evangelical, let's say, I won't say Christian because it's not a true form of Christianity. It's a form of you will be like us or we're going to castigate you. I was listening to a song. I'm not quite sure of the words to this song. I think it's by, well, I don't know who it's by, but it's a modern pop record where it says, "Take me to church and I worship like a dog." I'm trying to figure out what the words mean. I don't know whether the song is blasphemous. I don't understand the poetic rote of the song. But when I listen to the song, "Take Me to Church," I guess that's the name of the song. And and it appears to be not blasphemous, but a slap in the face of a church member. I'm trying to figure out what the song is all about. Maybe one of these younger people can tell me, in this younger generation. But it practically everybody laughs at the church today. Look at what the college student pointed out to me. She goes to a church and there's the priest, albeit he's the religious leader of the institution, and it's Catholic, but you know, he's talking about the Pacquiao and Mayweather fight and some of the people being grieved because their man didn't win the fight. What in the world is anyone talking about that? But listen, don't lay that on the Catholics. Many a Protestant minister, many a white minister, I mean, this was a fight against, to many people, right and wrong. Pacquiao being the right, the poor man on the bottom, the immigrant, let's look at this, fighting his way up to take care of the poor people around him, fighting against the African-American, the brute, the gangster, the thug, the money whore and all that kind of stuff. You know, when you have those kinds of things and it's spawned in the pulpits and it's perpetrated, and man, somebody on Facebook had something where they were looking at all of the negative statements by white people on Twitter and talking about that nigger won the fight and that nigger is this and that. If God's going to judge this country, he's going to judge this country because there is a total lack of love and compassion amongst us human beings. And I don't think that God is going to tell us that if we are not. And I have to say this, and I want people to hear me well and to understand me. When I worship God, I worship God on my own. I thank God for what he's given me. And I think, you know what? I thank God that he's given me life and he's given me a way to expand my life and to extend my life, and that my life would be a happy one, one that's not drenched in, well, let me give you an example of what I mean. Sometimes when people call me, they ask me this rhetorical question, and I don't know why they're, how are you? And they ask it in a way as if they're trying to find out if I'm sick or I'm dying of something. I can't believe these evangelicals. Oh, how are you, John? How is your family? How's everything going? Because what they're doing is they're trying to judge you by what's going on in your life. Listen, I told you guys, if I get cancer, anything else, I'll let you know immediately that I'm dying, okay? And then what you can probably do is put a prima facie on, well, he's dying because he turned his back on this. That is not the way God does things. God's going to judge me. God judges me by my conscience. I know when I'm wrong. I know when I've overextended my freedom. I know that. I know that I'm put on pause. And I think that everyone is. But when I see this rabbi making this 9-minute speech, and in this 9-minute speech, he just rambles on and on and on to get a given response by the audience that was there to hear him make that speech. That's the wrong place to make the speech. The right place to make the speech is in the marketplace of ideas. Make that same speech, Rabbi, out in the midst of America so that they can point out what is happening in their country. Now, the droughts are coming in California. It's all on the news. You know, we can't water our lawns. I stopped watering mine. They're turning yellow. I try to keep a little water on the plants in front of my house. I've noticed that the water bill has gone down and the electric bill also. I'm cutting down on a lot of things. I'm working with the system. But I'm not saying, oh God, I want things to be the way they are. The implication of the rabbi's speech was this, is that we are suffering all of these things because we are okaying same-sex marriage. That is a lie. That is not the way that God works that. God is, here I am, an apologist, attempting again to defend a God that needs no defense. He needs no defense. If you wear out something and keep taking advantage of it without replacing it, it's going to eventually run out, and when it runs out, it's going to be done. That's what's happening in America. Now, we know that people are tampering with our weather. They're tampering with the ozone. There's a lot of things happening in our environment and in our culture, and it will be very judgmental. In the future, it's going to judge our children. Our children have a horrible time set ahead of them, not only in this country, but the whole world is going through a mega shift right now. Now, what the purpose of your faith is to hold humans intact with their God, not to appease a God like the Jews did. Because, see, when God told the Jews to do something, if the Jews didn't do it, God opened the ground. I read my Bible. God opened the ground and swallowed them up. Does God work like that in these days? No. that earthquake in Nepal was not the judgment of God on Nepal. The plates, everybody knew that that thing, the earthquake conference had met there a week or so before trying to figure out a solution to that. We can sense what is going to happen by looking at the infrastructure that we're in. We're living on a living planet. We can tell that. But the kind of inflammatory statements that these evangelicals are making, I believe in marriage between a man and a woman. I do, in my heart. Okay? If I found a man that I was in love with, listen to this. If I found a man that I was deeply in love with, okay, and I wanted to share my goods with him, I just put that in a law statement that everything that I have will go to this man. Now, I have a right to do that. I can give that man, if it's mine, I have a right to give it to him. Let's say that I was a multi-billionaire. I was worth billions of dollars. And I had a friend. We ain't having sex. We're not having sex. We aren't having any kind of intimacies at all. But he was a friend of mine. And I say that I was 40 years old. And he was 38 years old. And I drew up a contract. And I says, I'm giving all of my money and everything to this man. Not to a woman. Not to no children. And to this man. Do I have the right to do that? Do I have the right to do that by the Constitution of the United States of America? Do I have a right to love that man enough to give him that? Yes, I do. It's mine. I can do it. Now, unless the law of the land changes, then I can't do that. That's what these people are pushing for. If you want to get, if you would like to get married the way that I got married, fine, do that. Get a license, buy a home together, and the benefits of being married to Lucy is wonderful. I'm receiving Social Security now from being married to my wife 34 years. Now ask me the question, would I remarry a woman today? No, not for my life, because I'd lose all my benefits, all right? I'd lose everything that I have because I can only have one wife. Under the law of this land, I can only gain one wife. If I get another wife, which would bring me pleasure or happiness in any kind of way, then everything that I'm receiving from the now deceased wife would no longer be mine. That money would stop. You see what I'm talking about? Now, why would I remarry? Now, is there a law in the Bible about that? See, what we have to do is we have to come to grips with where we are. These people are going to do whatever they want to do because they're human beings. And I doubt seriously whether God is going to judge the whole nation by what a group of that nation does. This is not a theocratic nation. Our faith in true biblical Christianity is a theocratic one. God gives us instructions on how we are to live, but everyone in this country are not a part of we. I guess that's the way I want to put it. Having said that, this is PJ, your internet pastor, saying, whatever you do, stand to the word and stop listening to people who are throwing everything in one basket and kind of got the mix a little mixed up. God bless.